He took all those plastic pieces and put them in packages together. They're supposed to be individually packaged. Okay, there is not one lick of documentation, yet he says there's integrity in this investigation. There's no integrity. There is no investigation.
Right.
Okay? And look at the size of those pieces. How did you miss that in all those other searches before?
Talking about what pieces of plastic Buchanek found, I wasn't able to see those gigantic red pieces of pieces.
Let's put this to rest. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, there was snow, and as the snow melted, they found more and more pieces. No, time out. When there's a murder investigation and you know there's pieces there, you keep looking until there's none left. Okay? That's all there is to it. There's nobody in the world who's going to explain this away by saying, oh, well, there was so much snow that we just decided to leave all these pieces there and not photograph all of them. It makes no sense at all.
And where's your chain of custody? He goes, well, be redundant. Redundant, my ass. It's a standard. You don't do anything correct. You and then he has the gall to say that this was a professional investigation. He wouldn't even say that, you know, what Proctor did was wrong.
No, once I turned them over, they're not in my possession.
When you say turn them over, you're talking about turning them over to someone who we don't know, correct? As we sit here.
Right now, I don't have a memory of who I turned it over to, but it was a member of our...
Maybe it's me. I'm a little fucked up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Buchanek is on the stand. We all know his nickname. And he's being asked about the Ring camera video. And he says there's files that they received directly from Ring. He doesn't know how many files. Coming and hauling about where they were. Nothing is written down by these people. Now let's just contrast what they're doing at this police department to any nursing note. If you don't write it down in the chart, it did not happen. Notes have certain things in them and very detailed because they are considered legal documents. Down the road, if something happens, you were negligent or you said you did this and they said you did that, it's all right there. It's a legal record because that's how it ends up into the court system. But we're now in the legal profession. This is their wheelhouse. They're not medical, they're legal. These people don't write anything down. Because everyone's memory changes over time. They can't corroborate what they said the last time. They have given such little care to their investigation. And I don't believe it's isolated to this event. This is stuff they've been doing for decades. This is the culture at that police office. And for the audit to come out, it was just sugarcoating it. Like an outsider, anybody with common sense. You don't need a degree. Just breathing on the earth. We'll look at these people and think, how do we expect to have law and order when this is how you run your investigation? When this is how much care you give to a person, and not just a person, a police officer. Not because he's more special than anyone else, but because it's one of their, quote, brothers. Brian Higgins and Brian Albert felt the need on a Friday to go to an officer that had been shot in the line of duty, or I'm not sure how he died, but I'm guessing it's something like that, in New York, who they did not even know. Brian Higgins talks about how he flies to officers' funerals. That's like a thing he does for vacation. Remember, he was telling Karen. You know, that's what he does on vacation. He goes to an officer's funeral. And yet there is a person who you know, who is also a police officer. And this is what you do in the investigation. This is how you try to help sort things out and get to the truth for your brother. Well, if that's how you treat him, we can see how you treat the citizens. I'm just saying, no, this doesn't just happen in Canton, but it's being highlighted right now because people need to know. It's a problem. When they talk about police reform, it's not about you're a bad cop. It's about following procedures, checks and balances, getting your ass fired if you don't make a crime report at a crime scene. You should be fired.
From?
From 34 Fairview Road, Canton.
Yes, sir.
I thought we saw that one yesterday. They got them mixed up. They got the bags mixed up. They gave Connor Keefe the one from the hospital, and he's got the one from 34 Fairview. They messed it up because their chain of custody documentation is so bad. Oh, my Lord.
Is that a left or a right sneaker, sir?
This is the left sneaker. Excuse me, this is the right sneaker from...
This is why you need an evidence log. You need an evidence log. I mean, it has a sticker on it from the lab. How do we not know which one it is? It's such... just. What shoe did you bring in yesterday?
Okay, remember, we talked about this, right? The documentation process, medical records, medical charts versus the police investigation and the police records and reports. If you're in the medical field, you know that if you don't write it in the chart, it didn't happen. And now we see why it's important for police to keep a record, to write a freaking report, even though they don't want to, even though they think they can remember. You know, these are people that testify in court on a regular basis because of crimes that they have been investigating. And these people, that whole sneaker fiasco, Yuri is up there opening a bag saying it's from one scene and it's actually labeled as another scene in the medical system. That would have been the wrong amputation. They would have, oh shit, we amputated the right leg instead of the left leg. And that has happened. But you can see how serious the repercussions are. When you are not documenting properly, when you are not making a record of your findings as you go, then it did not happen. The police who have failed to create evidence logs, what you did with that shoe is equivalent to amputating the wrong arm or leg. Okay, that's how serious it is, because you messed up this investigation. And instead of being humbled by it, showing humility, contrite, you continue to stick your nose up and you sit there and you act like we are all so stupid that we think it's okay to conduct business this way. We are not this dumb. Thank you very much. We're not.
The one that was found at the scene, I think, was the left, right? He's saying produce the one that was at the hospital.
You want to move this item into evidence?
The one that you found, that you knew he was missing the other one, so you knew he was hit by a car because he came out of his shoes.
Could I have the court's permission for the
trooper? But the evidence bag says this is the one they found at 34 Fairview. The right sneaker?
Trooper, is that the sneaker that was at the hospital when you visited Mr. O'Keefe?
No, sir. This is the sneaker from 34 Fairview.
Wow. Wow. He's reading off the evidence bag. This is the one they found at 34 Fairview.
Could I have that marked?
It was already marked because Connor Keefe put it in evidence.
What is that, a left or a right sneaker, sir?
This is the left sneaker. Excuse me, this is the right sneaker from...
Oh, he's glitching in real time.
From 34 Fairview Road, Kansas.
Yeah. That's a right sneaker. The bag says it's from 34 Fairview. Go fuck yourself. The left sneaker was found at the scene. The right sneaker is in the bag that is sealed that he just cut open and has marked on it that was found at the scene. Mistrial now. Now. I can't settle down. I cannot settle down. There is a woman who is looking at life in prison who has been absolutely framed. This should be a mistrial. If my outrage offends you, you're on the wrong channel. That evidence bag was marked. He just looked at it and just read it. He just read it and said, yeah, that's the one from 34 Fairview. We're done here. We are done here. They are lying pieces of shit.
And I don't have the pictures on hand. Like, this is the thing that we saw, like, buried in snow, right? This was the thing that we saw buried in snow. No, this is the hospital shoe. I thought he said that it was the...
That was at the hospital. Trooper, is that the sneaker that was at the hospital when you visited Mr. O'Keefe?
No, sir. This is the sneaker from 34 Fairview.
That's not the hospital shoe. That's the one that was buried in the snow. And I got a... That's the one that was buried in the snow and left there for however long. They mislabeled the bag. No, God, I hope not. He says this is the 34 Fairview one. So, they say it is the hospital shoe in the wrong bag. Okay, then what the fuck is going on? If their evidence handling is such that they can't keep one shoe from the other, that's a problem.
Also, if anyone has a cure for the stupid, I'm buying. I'm willing to accept lies and snake oil at this point, so... Just lie to me and tell me that you have the cure for stupid, and I'll take that. That'll be fine. I'm willing to believe anything at this point because I've been impacted by the stupid, you see. So,
can we move on and come back to this?
See, it tracks. It tracks.
We displayed the bag, me collecting them on February 10th, and they were in our possession at the Norfolk District Attorney's.